Owning an investment property can be challenging, but it doesn't have to be. At Heritage Realty Property Management, they handle the challenges for you, ensure it's rented, maintained, and gets the highest return possible, while you just collect the check. With over 50 years' experience, you can trust Heritage Realty to provide the property care you want and rental knowledge you need. Visit heritagerealtyknox.com to connect with the team more landlords trust. Heritage Realty. We treat your property as if it were our own.
Goosebumps from your wrist to your shoulder. Must be the start of hour number three. 99.1 The Sports Animal. What's up? TSL continuing here. Tyler Ivins and Will West. Very nicely done, Aaron Kane. And it's like spinning. It's just like Wheel of Fortune. Anytime you land on like the $1 million sticker. Will West, we're playing the numbers right today. Well, West, we need three callers today, man.
We don't need one caller at 656-9900. We don't need two callers at 656-9900. We need, okay, I'll just shoot straight. We need three callers. Yeah. We have two on hold. We need one more. So the next person that calls in at 656-9900, you're going to play the game with us. The Numbers Right works just like the opening showcase. On the Price is Right, you'll get a numbers or stats-based questions. In the round number one, the two contestants who are closest without going over will advance to the final round. In the final round, contestants closest without going over are going to be the winner. Tyler Ivins, tell them what the win.
Zenevo chocolate.
Yep.
It's Zenevo chocolate.
Yep.
$50 worth of Zenevo chocolate. And you've talked about it. You're 21 grams packed into this thing. You go to Eddie's Health Shop. You're talking about not only is it healthy, but you're telling me this thing's also delicious as well?
Yeah, so what you're getting is a $50 gift certificate for Zenevo chocolate that you can bring in and redeem at the Eddie's Health Shop on Union Avenue downtown.
Nice.
If you've never been there, I'm telling you, there's a lady there that I don't know her name. She runs the place, does an amazing job, is literally the most knowledgeable person I've ever seen when it comes to the supplement game. Stop by there and talk to them at Eddie's and Zenevo chocolate.
Hey, Wes, what's up, man? You get to decide. Do you want Will West's question to start or do you want my question to start? I recommend you pick my question, Wes.
Yeah, I was thinking since you're getting ready to go to the beach in South Carolina, you might have easy ones today.
I do have an easy one, actually. Why are you laughing, Kater? Hey, Wes, yesterday, including the Chicago White Sox and Kansas City Royals, there were 16 games played because they had a doubleheader. Wes, are you ready for this question? I need you to tell me how many combined runs were scored by all 16 winners yesterday in Major League Baseball?
Wow.
So take the winning score from all 16 games, including the doubleheader.
So 16 games, you want the total number of runs scored by the winners only?
Winners only.
This, Wes, you chose.
I did have an easy question.
He did not have an easy question.
Wow. So let's just go with 41.
Wes says 41 runs were scored. 16 winners yesterday. Chris, what say you?
55
by Christopher. And hey, Jason.
Hey.
Combined runs scored by the 16 winners in Tuesday baseball. Stop laughing.
45.
The correct answer, boys. There are a lot of high scoring. 100 runs.
100 runs scored.
Smart move by Jason to split the difference there.
Yeah, that was a very smart move, Jason. Nice job there. It'll be Chris and Jason who advance to the final round.
Sorry, Wes.
No. First of all, Ivins.
I'll bring it back a postcard.
What was going on there?
Wes said.
What happened?
Wes said.
I thought it was going to be easy.
You know what? And his sigh was, frankly, there should have been more sigh. You know what I mean? He oversimplified that one.
All of East Tennessee.
All right, sometimes Chris. I just kick my feet up and go, hey, let's get crazy.
I'm not going to take people behind the woodshed the way Ivins just did there. So, Sean McVay announced yesterday that he has a contract extension with the Los Angeles Rams. In his five seasons as a head coach, how many wins does Sean McVay have in his career?
In the five seasons?
Five seasons. How many wins does Sean McVay have in his career?
64.
64, says Chris. Jason, how many wins for Sean McVay in his career in five seasons as a head coach?
That includes playoffs?
It does include playoffs.
Good question.
I'll go 65.
You went the other way, Jason.
The wrong way. Really good guess,
It was
though.
62. You guys were right there. Yeah. Right there.
Those were two really good questions asked today during the game.
Yeah.
Not one, but both of them were very, very good.
Both questions were fantastic.
No, see, Tyler, that was a stupid question, but in the same sense, in the same sense, that was an amazing question because it's like, I don't know. Let me just pull one random number out of thin air and throw it out there.
That's what it is. You're just pulling raffle tickets at that point.
No one can Google it.
So just that's just like buying a scratch-off. That's what you did if you just drive it on that one.
That's what I try to do. I don't want to hear people be like, hey, guys, what you guys have for lunch yesterday? Google.
Yeah.
Dodgers had 10 runs yesterday. The Rockies had 16. And your Bravos, they went to extras last night and dropped 9.
Little
so Austin, three games gave you almost 30 runs.
Austin Riley had drove in 5 runs.
That's incredible.
Over 30
runs. He's good at baseball.
And Ronald Acuna Jr. decided to run hard around the bases, and he looked incredible because he chose to look incredible last night. So that was fun to watch.
You're killing your guy Acuna.
I love Acuna.
Dude, you've been getting ripped on Twitter because you call him lazy Acuna.
He is lazy. When he chooses not to be lazy, he's the best player in baseball. Most exciting. I saw a tweet last night, and I couldn't agree more. Most exciting base runner in baseball since Ricky Henderson. I would probably agree when he wants to be.
Wait, most exciting base runner?
Base runner, yes.
Okay, not steals, but base runner.
Just base runner.
Oh, yeah. I'll give you that.
Last night, going first to home on those, that slide there for that 9th run, incredible. Ronald's an incredible talent. He's starting to heat up a little bit, but, man, when he doesn't feel it, it's bad to watch. But he's playing good right now, so that's good.
Kater, keep your mic on. Let's get an update here. Deshaun Watson, things are about to get, I believe, a touch bit worse for Deshaun Watson and his defense camp over the next couple of days, especially if Roger Goodell has punishment handed down his way. That's Will West, Tyler Ivins. The starting lineup continues next. 99.1, the Sports Animal.
Tennis icon Serena Williams announced she plans to retire from the sport sometime after the U.S. Open coming up. Williams has accumulated 23 Grand Slam titles, won over $100 million in prize money throughout her career. Bears All-Pro linebacker Roquan Smith has requested a trade away from the team. Smith has recorded over 100 tackles in each season since being drafted in 2018 and has collected 14 career sacks. And on the diamond, the Braves outlasted the Red Sox in Fenway 9-7 in 11 innings. The Mets down the Reds 6-2. The Nationals topped the Cubs 6-5. The Mariners got by the Yankees 1-0 in 13 innings. It is 8:09. Pete Michaels Travel gets you updated on the interstates and the roadways here in just one moment. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
You want to continue the conversation off the air? You know where you can find us, right? At TSL99.1. At Tyler Ivins, at Will West, WNML, and at underscore Kaner.
Listen to this. Our guy Steve, as we come back in with me first in the Gimme Gimmies, per Will West request.
Yes.
Our guy Steve chimes in on the Secrets DM line. Today on the game was one of Tyler's easiest questions. The average score in Major League Baseball this year is around 5. 5 times 16 would have been 80. Easy question, Tyler. Steve, my
there
guy.
There you go.
Steve, my guy. I still completely disagree. Maybe because I'm dumb.
Thank you, sir.
I had to read that on air. That was awesome.
You crazy kids out there not knowing how to read box scores. Can you read tea leaves, Will West? Because Deshaun Watson right now is, if you put tea leaves in hot boiling water, you're going to get tea, but that's not something satisfying.
Well, you got the tea yesterday. You didn't have to worry to read the tea leaves. You got it straight from Roger Goodell yesterday. He finally spoke out and said, this is why the league is saying 6 games isn't enough. And why they're appealing the judge's decision on Deshaun Watson's punishment for the sexual misconduct and sexual assault allegations that are against him. League wants a year, point blank. They want him to sit out for a year. I understand it completely. I don't think it's the wrong move. I understand why players are fighting back on this, because at the end of the day, you have owners who have done very similar things that are still sitting around there, and nothing happened to them whatsoever. So I understand why the Players Association is fighting back on this. But 6 games for what happened with Deshaun Watson, what he did, is not nearly enough.
All right, so can we just wipe this blackboard clean? Let's just chalk it up. Let's bang some erasers together. When you were gone last week and this news first came out from the independent judge and the 6 games were handed out, I had more people that were reaching out to me on DMs. Ivins, I hope a woman who's Me Too wrongfully accuses you of something. There's been no evidence. I hope this happens to you.
He admitted it.
You're wrong.
Okay. like, there's no evidence. He admitted it.
Also, if I'm okay, let's say Tyler Ivins turns into Deshaun Watson. All right, guess what I'm not doing? I'm not settling with 24 women out of court if they're actually lying. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to pay women to be quiet if they're dragging my name through the mud and they're lying about everything that happened. I'm defending my name,
and I'm not saying that doesn't happen.
It, oh,
It absolutely.
I've seen it happen on both accords.
I'm not saying that doesn't happen, that people don't make things up. But once we're at the point of 40-plus women that said that he contacted them, once we're at a plus of 26, statistically it's impossible that they're all doing it. And Deshaun Watson apologized and admitted he was wrong.
Okay, so to that point.
That was and here's the thing I think, though. It wasn't a... Sometimes I think when people see sexual misconduct, they think somebody tried to get somebody to hook up with them.
Right.
And that they tried to... It's a Chris Rock line of they tried to get somebody to do something sexual with them. That's not what happened. Deshaun Watson did something real weird with allegedly 5 or 6 of the women that I don't want to say what it is on the air because there's no way to say it without it being gross. But something that literally nobody listening to us has ever done. And that's at another level of thing. And I'm not saying that, look, I that is not an area where I have a problem. I've had other problems when I was younger.
Right.
6 games isn't enough here. It's not. It's not for what happened there. He clearly had some perversion and like mental health issues going on with this. It's so weird what he did that, and I'm not trying to excuse any of it. I'm just saying, if you're the league with all the negative history of the way that they've handled violence towards women in the past with Brandon Marshall before he got mental health help, with Ray Rice, with everything else that's happened there.
And look at Kareem Hunt. He's getting a second chance.
Yeah, Kareem Hunt.
We're not saying he doesn't get a second chance. So Hunt's taking advantage of it.
So just this one's way different, and there's so many women. And this, and he, you know what I mean? That it is just really, really hard to look at this and say, one, he didn't do it, and then when you read the details of what he's accused of doing, especially when he apologized for doing it, and then you read the details of what happened there, or admitted wrongdoing, I should say, when it got with that. It's so weird that you just got to do something about this beyond 6 games.
Let's get down to really the guts of the situation. For anybody who's listening this morning, Will, and they say, well, Will, if you're letting an independent judge hand out a 6-game suspension, and now you have a former district attorney, or attorney general, excuse me, a former attorney general now handling the case, why hasn't Roger Goodell just come forward and just said, it needs to be more than 6 games, it needs to be at least a year? Hey, Deshaun, here's your 1-year punishment. Why are we doing all this kind of makeup to get to where we are?
Yeah, and that's a great question. And that is the question is Roger Goodell, and the reason why this is relevant now, instead of, because I know the news broke yesterday, is Roger Goodell spoke yesterday for the first time about
correct.
It. So, and said, hey, we want a year. And just went on the record and said, right. We want a year. This is what we want. The CBA allows the commissioner to hand down any punishment that he wants to for right. situations like this. The commissioner instead said, let's go through a judge. Now the judge said 6 games. The judge said that he's guilty. And then the judge said, but 6 games because of what you did with Ray Rice, what you did with Kareem Hunt, what you've done with all these other things.
Right.
It would be outlandish to, if those guys got 6, he only should get 6. That's the precedent you set in the past. Goodell's trying to set a new precedent with this because of the way that how poorly the league's handled these things in the past. But the reason it goes to a judge instead of Goodell just saying, bam, this is what you get, is because they don't want Robert Kraft, Jerry Jones, Daniel Snyder, they don't want them deposed under oath where they're going to have to answer questions about this because Jerry Jones has been accused right. of a lot of sexual misconduct, sexual assault, point blank sexual assault. Dan Snyder has never personally been accused, but there have been multiple women that worked for the Commanders organization that said during orientation for new hires, they told the women, don't go to this area of the Commander's facility because Daniel Snyder's friends who are the executives here will inappropriately touch you.
Right.
And you don't want that. They don't want that. And so then the Players Association asks, why are they still here if Deshaun? And it's a fair question. Why is Daniel Snyder still here if Deshaun Watson has to go? Why is Jerry Jones not having to answer publicly for what he's been accused of if Deshaun Watson has to answer publicly for what he's accused of? Those are fair questions. But both can be true, right? It can be true that Deshaun Watson 6 games is going to look terrible and you're going to get crushed if you're the NFL and you'd like to set a new precedent. And also, Daniel Snyder needs to not be the owner of an NFL franchise because of everything that's happened under correct. His watch.
How much longer are they going to have to deal with this back and forth? Because the one thing that I will bring up, Will, the players' conduct policy has been cemented now for some time since the new collective bargaining agreement was agreed upon. If the first judge independently ruled 6 games, she's just going off the parameters of what have already been set and what the past cases have been set at. Will,
Is Roger Goodell not essentially changing the rules as he goes? And is there not a lawsuit that will be filed that will be thrown on the NFL from Deshaun Watson's camp?
At the end of the day, if there is, it'll be independent to this to some extent. It'll be about not handling your... I think that's the issue, is about not handling things with the owners the same way. But you agreed to a CBA that says the commissioner has broad authority to levy any punishment he wants to.
Bingo.
And you should have agreed to that in the CBA. When it happened, when the CBA went down, that was one of the first things that jumped out to me, is why in the world would you do this? And all these people were saying, well, who cares? You're playing football instead of a lockout.
Right.
So, but that was something that you knew was going to be a problem, and it has been a problem. I think that, look, here's the thing that for Goodell either way. Him speaking publicly yesterday means this. If they bring it to another person, and that person says 8 games, or it does stay at 6. I don't think they do. I think it goes to 8 or 12, somewhere in that neighborhood. Goodell and the NFL at least save some face by saying, we tried to get a year. We know it should be a year. We know what happened was wrong. We tried to get a year, and it didn't work out, right? We couldn't get it done even through 2 trials or 2 hearings. That's the thing the NFL gets with this, is one, maybe you do get the punishment you're looking for. Two, if you don't, you have deniability. And I think this is about creating deniability as much as possible. But your point's accurate. The truth of the matter is, Goodell could just hand him a 1-year suspension, but they don't want Jerry Jones to have to turn over text messages, and Daniel Snyder have to turn over text messages, and things like, and Robert Kraft have to turn over text messages about the Johnny Drama place that he was at in South Florida.
Just to show you how kind of backwards this whole situation is, people are talking about the sexual misconduct or whatever it may have been, domestic, you know, all this domestic stuff that's happening. Look at the way the National Football League currently is handling the Deshaun Watson situation, with as many as over 40 and essentially settling out of court as many as 26, Will West. Look how the NFL's handled this, and I'll tell you right now, look at the situation MLB handled with Trevor Bauer. They handed down the hammer quickly, and they pushed him out for 2 years.
Even though there were a lot of questions about that.
And there were tons of questions
about
that.
There are no questions about that. There aren't very many questions about the Watson thing.
The issue with Trevor Bauer came down to sexual misconduct and domestic violence, their DV policy. I'm going to tell you right now, as much as I like to goof on Rob Manfred and all the dumb things he does in Major League Baseball, Kaner, you're the same way about goofing on Rob Manfred. You have to agree with me on this. I know Kaner and I don't agree often. Major League Baseball handed the Trevor Bauer situation, hammered it, said, you did this, even if you were cleared of it, whatever, the sexual, all the allegations explained, and they were handed out, and they were dismissed. They still handed out 2 seasons to Trevor Bauer. And now how the NFL's handed the Deshaun Watson policy, this whole, hey, let's goof around and let's have this person say one thing. I don't know why Roger Goodell isn't standing up going, I'm setting a precedent right now. You're gone a year. I'll see you next year. Yeah, goodbye.
The reason why is Daniel Snyder and Robert Kraft and Jerry Jones.
He shared it.
Yeah, so what happens here? At the end of the day, he gets a year?
No. Let me pull back on that. Remember the day it came out? What did I say? It should be 12. They'll give him 6. It was 6. I want it to be the original 12.
I think he'll get 12 as well.
12.
I think that's what it'll come down to. It'll be 12, a lot of hand-wringing from the league. He'll be back in a Cleveland uniform later on. Now, I'll be real. When it first all went down, I thought this guy's done. He's not going to play football. Especially the fact that he really hasn't answered anything publicly. But I'm going to be real. Maybe it's been a long time since I've done cover practices and done things like that. He's never really been pressed for it. Right?
Well,
people have asked.
A lot of times they say, if you ask them this question, you'll get your credentials revoked.
Well, and then you do that, and then you go public and say that they're covering up rape. That's what you say. You know what I mean? Or sexual assault.
No.
That's what you say. And that's how it was handled in the day. And today we got a lot of fan media, and it is what it is.
It's just such a bad look if, you know, Watson ends up getting a year or 12 games or whatever. And then you look back at Ray Rice, and he literally got 6 games.
And it was going to be 4 until they changed
pathetic.
That rule.
Joe Mixon, pathetic. Ray Rice, pathetic. Greg Hardy, pathetic. I mean, again, it's Roger Goodell should say, and it's great that you want to suspend it for a year right now. You're right. But you did this to yourself in years past.
Yeah, you put yourself in this situation by handling it poorly, and you're. But I understand
the
idea of
independent judge looked at the pass and said, "This is what the punishment has to be."
I understand the idea of, well, because we made mistakes in the past, we'd like to correct those mistakes now. That's tough for Deshaun Watson to be the one that gets made an example of. You got to make an example of somebody.
And that's where the lawsuit comes from.
And at least on this one, the things that have happened that we know have happened beyond all the things that are alleged. The things that we know have happened, he's put himself in a position to be made an example of, that the NFL's not going to allow this type of things towards women anymore, right?
No. Nope. That's how it should be.
Some people would say that the situation with Trevor Bauer and Deshaun Watson are apples and oranges. I don't think that's the case. I think one sport swiftly came in, hammered out a situation, dealt with it. I think the NFL right now is essentially dancing around the topic when Roger Goodell had an opportunity to come in and set a precedent. But at the same time, Will explaining what some of that other backlash would come with. It clearly doesn't want to tear down every single bit of the foundation the NFL's already built during his tenure, which, by the way, Goodell probably doesn't have more than three or four years left remaining before he steps down himself. 8:27. Let's come back with Start Bench Cut. Got us a ride with Ivan's W last night. We go for two straight in the next 20 minutes. 99.1. You're listening to The Sports Animal.
Ivan really needs to work at a... I'm just kidding.
A vegetable is the word you're looking for there. That's what he gets, man. He's going on vacation.
Starting lineup.
He's been late for two segments.
I'm not packing it in.
Starting lineup 99.1. The Sports Animal's got the short timer syndrome. It's like senioritis that they have in the school.
I got people taking all the creamer in the break room.
Yeah, it's way up there. You got to reach.
Real quick, his name is Phil Williams. Secondly, how about this is Jolene? They sound amazing.
Me First and the Gimme Gimmes closing us out here on the starting lineup.
Hey, Cater, do you want to go see Me First and the Gimme Gimmes live? Will, come with us. I'm busy that day.
I would go see Me First.
Time out. Did you guys check your Twitters? Tell me you saw the Jameis Winston video.
That was amazing. That was a good tweet.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. I did not look at my phone last week.
Good tweet. Good
I had
tweet.
My phone
if you,
off.
If you get a chance, check out your Twitter mentions. Okay. There's a 5-second, 9-second video of Jameis Winston. And the video clip just starts with him going, I can't do it. I just can't do it. And I titled it as "When I Ask Will West and Eric Kane if they'll hang out with me outside of the studios." I just can't do it.
Here's the thing, man. I'm a middle aged man now. I got a teenage. I got kids. You're trying to be like, let's go do this thing at 11 o'clock at night. I'm in bed.
I've never said that to you.
In fact,
Tyler asked me to do something at 11 o'clock last night.
Guess what I was doing at 11 o'clock last night? Looking at the back of my eyelids. That's exactly what I was doing. Guess what I was doing at 8:35 this morning? Sending it over to Start Bench Cut. Eric Kane, please. Big red button time.
5 years from now, which conference will be the third best in college football behind the SEC and the Big Ten?
Ooh.
The ACC, the Big 12, or the Pac-12?
I'm going to start the Big 12. I'm going to bench the Pac-12. I'm going to cut the ACC because I think the Big 12, Pac-12 come together.
There's something that happens there.
Something's there. They're dancing at prom.
I'm going to start the Pac-12, larger markets. I'm going to bench the Big 12. I'm going to cut the ACC, but exactly the same thing that you'd said.
What markets, whenever you lose you?
If you lose Oregon and Washington.
Eugene/Washington, the Arizona
markets. Phoenix is still going to be big, and Denver's still going to be big. No, Denver's gone.
Salt Lake City.
So you have Denver, Salt Lake City, Phoenix. You still have, I think the Bay Area schools aren't going to the Big Ten.
All right.
And so you'll have some bigger markets. But I agree with your thesis that there's some merger coming between the Big 12 and the Pac-12 because it's the only way they can stay alive.
Today is Ja Morant's 23rd birthday. Best player in the NBA under 25 years old. Ja, Jason Tatum, or Luka Doncic?
Jason Tatum just turned 24 in March.
I hate to do this because your boy's about to be the cut.
Ooh.
I'm starting Luka. I'm bitching Ja. Cutting Chase.
That's the order.
No, it's not. Yeah, I would not give you Jason Tatum for Ja right now. I love Ja. He's injury prone. He's small.
I would take Ja 10 over 10.
Tatum's been
to a final. Tatum's done it in the playoffs. Hey, Tatum's done all of those things. Like he does too much, but he's young. But I'll start Luka. It's Luka by a country mile. And then Jason Tatum and then Ja. If Ja could stay, I want to see him stay healthy. He's small.
You guys know I don't do NBA. I don't like when you guys write NBA questions, but this is low-key a really, really good one. I mean, because, again, like, Luka's the star.
One guy led a team to the finals. That's all I'm saying. I know you hate Duke, Eric, but.
I do like Jason Tatum a lot.
Ronald Acuña's lazy, and I hate Duke.
Removing Tennessee from the equation, which SEC state has the best food? Ooh, this is a good one as well.
What are you on, Will West? This is fantastic.
Texas with the barbecue, South Carolina with their low country boils, or Louisiana with their Cajun dishes.
I'm probably going to get ejected out of this room.
Jimmy Hives is going to toss us all a beating.
Well, he ain't going to toss me a beating because I'm going to start Louisiana the Cajun dishes. I'm going to bench Texas and their barbecue. I'm going to cut South Carolina the low country boil. I knew I was going to get kicked out of the room by somebody. I'm cutting Carolina and their low country boils.
I'm going to start South Carolina.
I knew you would.
I love a low country boil. I'll just sit there at that. Roll the newspaper out. Let's get some, dump the pot out. And I'm sitting there for about 6 hours. You know what I mean? Like, Everybody's like, we'll have leftovers.
And Dewey sausage.
Oh, yeah. The shrimps, corn. Crab legs, whatever you got, corn, potatoes.
Little baby potatoes.
Oh, yeah. Start the South Carolina. Also, I like mustard-based barbecue sauces. So South Carolina gets in a little extra rub with that. I'm going to start South Carolina. I'm going to bench Texas. I'm going to cut Louisiana. I like Cajun dishes. I just had some jambalaya last week.
Congratulations.
But I'm going to have to cut that because I really, really, really like brisket, and I really, really, really like the shrimps.
You ever been punched in the face by Jimmy Himes?
Because I'm about to.
About 2 hours away in a meeting, getting punched in the face.
Remember who had your back and believed in you when the ride from Destin happened?
Yeah, it certainly wasn't me. I know that for a fact. It was definitely
I'll
not
pull
me.
Pull that out.
Also, it's still weird considering Texas a part of the SEC, and I know A&M's been in there for a minute, but I would start Texas, I would bench South Carolina, I would cut Louisiana.
They'd cut Louisiana too, okay.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Also, Trotter's gumbo, wasn't that bad. today is National S'mores Day. What's the best part of a s'more? The cracker, the chocolate, or the marshmallow? I think we can all agree the marshmallow is the cut here, right?
How dare you?
Yeah, the marshmallow's the cut.
The marshmall's the cut. Start the chocolate, bench the cracker, cut the marshmallow.
That's the order right there.
You start the cracker, you bench the marshmallow, you cut the chocolate.
Shout out to Rufus from the North Shore location of Fitness Together who pointed this out to me. You go camping, you're doing the s'more, do a Reese's cup instead of the Hershey.
Ooh, that sounds amazing.
It's unbelievable.
Bet it won't be as messy as the Hershey.
Unbelievable.
Probably not. Also, look
hence
at Tyler.
The reason why chocolate's the cut.
Look at Tyler. Ooh, I'm healthy. I'm gonna cut the chocolate. Come on now.
Not what I'm going for. I also like to not be bears are in the woods, and I don't want to be covered in chocolate. No, bears shows up.
If I cover me in chocolate, I'm completely okay with that.
Also, is it a s'more if the marshmallow is not flaming? I mean, it's got to be.
No, it's got to be
flaming.
If you're not having to exit every bit of wind out of your lungs to blow the marshmallow out, then it's not a s'more.
There's a joint over on near the house that does a brunch place that has a s'mores. I can't pronounce charcuterie. I've literally never
charcuterie.
I don't know how to say that. So it's too hard. But they have like a s'mores board you get that has a bunch of different types of candies, like a Three Musketeers.
I know what place you're talking about, too. Now I'm starving.
It's good.
Well, we should go there sometime.
But it was weird because Monday I get told that by Rufus, and I'm like, oh, next time I go camping, you know what I mean? I'm gonna make a Reese's Cup s'more. That Sunday when I went to brunch after church, bam, Reese's Cup s'more.
Server walks up. Excuse me, sir, are you here for the bottomless Bloody Mary? No, I want that board.
How do you say charcuterie?
All of it.
Yeah. How do you say charcuterie?
I'm afraid I'm going to say something inappropriate.
Yeah.
Just can't wait to brunch it up with the dudes, for sure.
Brunch is underrated.
Brunch is fantastic.
I don't even care. I don't care who says what. I don't care.
You can trash whatever you want on this show.
Oh, I'm
you
not trash.
Brunch is goated.
We're going to have a hardcore match.
Hey, the older you get, the more brunch becomes a thing.
Yes, like, yeah. Absolutely.
It is fantastic. Make me an omelet. Get me a bacon with bloody. Oh, I'm done.
It was on this day in 2007 when Rush Hour 3 hit theaters. What is the most underrated trilogy in film history? Rush Hour, The Mighty Ducks, or Hannibal Lecter trilogy?
I didn't know Hannibal Lecter was a trilogy. True story.
Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
Hannibal.
Yeah.
Red Dragon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. By the way, you start The Mighty Ducks, okay? They took on Iceland.
What'd you think of the series they did? Had the lady from Gilmore Girls and
watched one episode.
Emilio Estevez, yeah.
Oh, watched one episode. The mom from I'm a big fan of the mom. Yeah. Oh, okay, I might have to check it out.
Yeah. You start the Mighty Ducks, okay? Because you got Adam joining the team. Plus, you know what my favorite part about the Mighty Ducks series is? Anybody out there who's watched the Mighty Ducks? Never in my lands have I grown up where I thought a put down or a little quip back at somebody is calling them a cake eater. Remember?
Yeah,
like shut up, Portman, you cake eater.
How is that a bad thing? You know what I mean? Like, proudly.
Cookie cake eater.
Start Hannibal Lecter, bench Mighty Ducks, cut Rush Hour. I didn't like the Rush Hour movies.
Right, only the first one's good.
All right, last one here. Tyler, if you will allow it, no disrespect intended, I'm going to edit your last one here on the fly.
I don't care, go ahead.
Which Vols player had the best scrimmage on Tuesday? Jeremy Banks, Hendon Hooker, or freshman running back Dylan Sampson.
I'm glad you changed it because Sampson apparently is now the new hot flavor of the week. If that's the case, I'll start Banks, I'll bench Sampson, I'll cut Hendon Hooker.
True story, I have no idea. And I have been taught over the 16 years now that I've done this that it is the wrong decision to believe the coach. But I will believe the coach. I'm going to start Banks, bench Hendon, cut the running back.
I'm going to start... See, I haven't heard any more about Banks other than that interception. And that INT was big. So, I mean, good for him.
It's the way he closed to get to the flat.
I mean, great play. Instinct. That's what playing linebacker is about. Instinction, burst, go out and make a play.
I would know because I played linebacker in college.
Many, many moons ago. I will start Hooker because he still threw multiple touchdowns. I'll bench Sampson, and I'll cut Banks because, again, I don't know anything else that he did. But great play. Great play.
Sometimes it's all you need is one play. And sometimes all you need, Will West, when you need a little help when it comes to a lot of things around the home, shouts to our friend Jeremy over at Blue Water Climate Control.
That's right. BlueWaterClimateControl.com, bringing you Starbench Cut every single day. Knoxville's highest rated HVAC company. Family owned and operated, veteran run business. That's Blue Water Climate Control.
We took an over on Monday. We took an over on Tuesday. Why stop now? We're taking it over next. Ryan with Ivins. We go for back-to-back W's next on the starting lineup. 99.1, you're listening to the Esports Animal.
Tennis icon Serena Williams has announced she plans to retire from the sport sometime after the U.S. Open. Williams has accumulated 23 Grand Slam titles, collected over $100 million in prize money throughout her career. Sean McVay of the L.A. Rams has signed a contract extension. Of course, this coming after winning the Super Bowl last season. The terms and length of the extension have not yet been made public. And in baseball, the Braves outlasted the Red Sox in Fenway 9-7 in 11 innings. The Mets down the Reds 6-2. The Nationals topped the Cubs 6-5. And the Mariners got by the Yankees 1-0 in 13 innings. It is 8:44. We'll have Ryan with Ivins coming up here to conclude a Wednesday show. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
You know what they say. If you think money doesn't buy happiness, you are not shopping at the right places. That's what I say. Good morning. Final segment of the starting lineup. 99.1, the Sports Animal. Tyler, Will, Eric. It's that time of the program. We say what's up to Tyler O'Brien, the family up in Rockwood at American Outdoor Equipment online. I'm online right now at AmericanOutdoorEquipment.com. We have what you need. That's what it says here. Your local authorized dealer for zero-turn mowers and brands and tractors. So if you're looking for the tractors, mowers, UTVs, equipment, family-owned, locally-owned, they work on what they sell. You come first. You, the customer, they take care of you at American Outdoor Equipment. I told you we went with an over on Monday. I told you we went with an over on Tuesday. We're going with an over on Wednesday. It's a hot day right now. It's hot across the United States, and the balls are flying out of the ballpark, and they're going to be flying out of the ballpark again today when the Washington Nationals and Chicago Cubs get together. Here's what you need to know about why we're going with the over today between Washington and the Cubbies. Since the calendar flipped to August, anybody care to take a guess at what Washington is to the total? In 10 games, I guess it would be 9 games. Am I doing this math right? Yeah, 9 games. In 9 games, they are 6-1-2 to the over. So they've won 6 times, and they've pushed twice. 8 of their 9 games. They have only lost once to the under this month, the Washington Nationals have. Not only that, but let's take a peek about what these teams have done so far this season. When Josiah Gray starts, 500 record to the total. When Justin Steele starts for the Cubs, over 500 to the total. And finally, Washington is 29-21 on the road to the over. The Nationals don't lose this month on the total. The Nationals, they are cashing to the total. And these two pitchers love giving up the long ball. Hot day at Wrigley, launching pad at Wrigley. Your play today for the Nationals and the Cubs. We're going over 8 runs. Back-to-back wins. I can smell it coming here. Riding with Ivins for a Wednesday.
All right, so the Field of Dreams game was last night.
Yeah,
minor league one was. The major league one would be on Thursday.
Quad Cities versus Cedar Rapids.
Yeah.
Been in both those cities many, many times.
That's so close to you. You worked in Cedar Rapids.
I did.
So you've been to have you been to a Field of Dreams game?
The game?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Have I been to Field of Dreams?
Yeah.
4 times. You ready for a sizzler?
Yeah.
Hot take?
Yeah. Fair enough. Most things in life are like that, right?
I'm baseball guy.
Yeah.
I bet you love Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
I thought it was Idaho, by the way.
Would you move back to Idaho, Ivins?
I might just do it. He keeps saying it. Can I ask you a question? If Tennessee and Georgia is the second best game on the SEC calendar this year behind A&M, Bama, it can be the second best game even if it's not a good game, right?
Yeah, it can. It can.
I'm not saying it'll get messy in Athens, but it could get messy.
Bill Bender from Sporting News at his SEC predictions said second best game in the SEC this year, Tennessee versus Georgia. And at first I looked at that and said, what? And then you start thinking about it, and it's the number one team in the SEC East versus the number two team in the SEC East.
Right.
It makes sense if you're looking at it from a macro perspective, right. Everything in college football and in the SEC specifically.
22 days, Will West.
22 days.
Tennessee, Ball State, September 1, the lead up, the pregame, the game itself, and postgame. Could be heard right here on the flagship station, University of Tennessee. I have another prediction for you. How about Riding with Ivins 2.0? The content and the talent of the show is going to go through the roof with me going on vacation.
No. We'll still be here.
I mean, I'm not going to disagree with you, Tyler. So if that's how you want to sign off, let's get it.
Boys, you never know. Maybe I come back. Maybe I don't.
Where you're going to get a low cut? You just ripped the entire state of South Carolina, and you're about to
I'm going to go to the beach like you just did, and I'm going to start texting you guys about. I just had the most amazing peanut butter milkshake in the world.
Seriously, this kid, stoned out of his mind, just made me a $9 peanut butter milkshake, and it was amazing.
Love it,
boys. Have fun. For Kaner, for Will, Tyler, look out your window. Go outside and make this the best Wednesday possible. They're back with you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.